This Saturday, October 7th, the Bethany Baptist Church will be presenting A Tale of Two Cities, a retrospective of two of the nation's most interesting and culturally rich cities, Newark, New Jersey, and New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm here today with the producer of the event, Miss Jackie Harris, who is also a member of both the lecture and the Jazz Vespers Committee at Bethany Baptist Church right here in Newark. Jackie, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell me, how did you come up with this event? Why do you think that this is necessary to do now?
I am a new resident of Newark. I've been living here since June, started working here last year, 2016, in January. And having spent time here, many times I close my eyes and I think I'm in New Orleans. Both cities have predominantly African-American populations. Both cities have political leaders who are known as and revered as mayors of the people. Mark Morial, who is my former boss, I worked for him in New Orleans for 8 years as executive director of the Music and Entertainment Commission, is and was very much like Mayor Baraka's mission is to empower people from all socioeconomic backgrounds, including opportunities for young people, working against gentrification, and also making the city safe, New Orleans safe and Newark safe. And I just felt that now was the time, and it's very necessary that these two African-American leaders have an opportunity to address the people of Newark, and also to tell us what the challenges they had, the accomplishments they made, and what we can do as citizens to really live through this really extraordinary time in our nation's history with the present climate with the new administration.
So you said that you can close your eyes here in Newark and sometimes feel as if you're in New Orleans. Explain that a little bit, because most people would say Newark has nothing in common with New Orleans. New Orleans is a jazz-rich, culturally rich city with a long, extensive history, one of the oldest port cities in the country. What makes you feel that Newark and New Orleans have so much in common?
I'll start with the differences. What happened to Newark is Newark did not continue to support its jazz tradition where New Orleans did. I mean, I run into people, at least one person per week, who tells me about the rich cultural legacy of Newark and what Newark has actually given the world and the world of jazz and the world of culture, the same as New Orleans. Each city has a different rhythm, but the mindset and the, I should say, the spirit of the people here are all the same.
I'm looking here on the press release, and it mentions the 1967 rebellion here in Newark and Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. Explain why those two events are similar in the shaping of both these cities.
They speak to the spirit and the determination of the people. Newark's devastation did not take 80% of its city's assets, but it took neighborhoods or a neighborhood, and it also caused serious economic devastation, which happened to New Orleans. People probably thought that Newark was finished. Some people thought that New Orleans would never recover. But both cities came back. Both cities were, as I mentioned before, had predominant populations of African American and Black people. And both cities are on the rise. And as I mentioned, the unique thing about leadership is that there was a quote that George Bush and his administration created about education with no child left behind. Well, these two leaders are contributing their lives to making sure that no citizens are left behind. Mark Morial now serves as CEO and president of the National Urban League, whose mission and objective is jobs for minorities, good education for minorities. Mayor Baraka is working on that. I am very happy and applaud him for having the interest to take over schools in Newark. I understand he's a former educator, and I know based on who this man appears to be, it is going to be better for children and for people here in Newark, New Jersey.
Jackie, what can people expect out of this program this Saturday? What exactly is going to be happening that people should be looking forward to?
A well-known lobbyist and businesswoman, Jeanine LaRue, will be posing questions to both Mr. Morial and Mayor Baraka about crime, about education, about gentrification, about jobs and economic opportunities for people of low income, about what we can do as citizens to sustain ourselves during the present conditions with the federal government. And also people will have an opportunity to have dialogue with them about the conditions in both cities and what they see and where they would like them to go in creating these opportunities for us.
Will there be jazz?
Oh, yes, my favorite music and my favorite thing to talk about. So from 3:30 to 5 o'clock, there will be the discussion with the two political leaders. Following that at 5 o'clock, the committee will host a reception. And then after that, we will have the Jazz Vespers. The Jazz Vespers Committee has been meeting and presenting for 17 years. Our own Darthon Kirk is a chairman of that committee. Courtney Bryan, who is a great pianist, composer from New Orleans, who was associated with Bethany's choir some time ago, will be coming in to serve as artistic director of the jazz and gospel presentation. The great Bradford Hayes will be performing with his quartet along with Courtney Bryan. They'll be performing jazz music, gospel music, New Orleans, R&B music. It's going to be a great, great performance. And we'll be bringing in the music of Newark, New Jersey, that jazz music with the jazz music from New Orleans, Louisiana.
It sounds like it's going to be a fabulous afternoon. We look forward to it. And thank you for joining us, Ms. Jackie Harris, producer of A Tale of Two Cities, that's going down this Saturday at Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you so much, Ms. Harris, for coming in and sharing with us.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing all of you there Saturday.